Good morning. Learning this morning's sponsor is the Chus Refuah Shleima for Yecheskel Dovid and Tzvi Necha. The Chus of our learning should have Refuah Shleima for Yishar Chayil Yisrael. The Chus of our learning should also be a Chus Refuah Shleima for Ayel Avin Tuvi Mechai Thora. The Chus of our learning should have Refuah Shleima for Yishar Chayil Yisrael. So this week is the second week of the Inyan Mitzvah Kiddush. Last week we discussed the Sheirish of the Mitzvah Kiddush, Midereisa, the fact that there's Midereisa and Inyan to make Kiddush in the Pasuk, Yizachas Yem Shabbos Akadshay, we discuss different Mahalchim and the Rishonim, if the idea of Kiddush Midereisa is about mentioning the Shvach and the Kedusha of Shabbos, like the Rambam and other Rishonim, or maybe, like the Ramban said, it's an Inyan of being the Kaddish, the Yoyim. And we discussed last week the Shita of the Rambam that understood that the Kiddush Hayoyim is midiraisa only b'dibur ba'alma. The Rambam says b'feirish that the idea of being mekadosh al kais is only midirabanan. And we discussed l'fiyuzer the shita of the Magen Avraham that you're really yaitz a kiddush with tefila, and Rabbi Kiva Eger that l'fiyuzer maybe even was saying good Shabbos you yaitz a tefila. And this week we want to discuss the inyan of kiddush alayayin. What's the makar for kiddush alayayin? And is it so pasha that it's only a din derabanan? There are those shitas that hold the din derayisa. And also I'd like to discuss another inyan that we find in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara brings down from the Gzer Shavah of Zochas Yem Shabbos Lekadshoy to the inyan of being Maskiri Alayayin. I'm sorry, to Zecher Zochas as the inyan of being the mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there's an inyan in Gzer Shavah, they both say Zocher, that the Zechira of Kiddush, of Shabbos, has to have with it a Zechir of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how we're Mekayim this mitzvah, b'frat if you're being Yetzah just with Tefillah. So, the Makor for Kiddush Alayayin, the Feirish Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara says from the fact that it says, Zochas Yem Shabbos Akadshe, we learn out that you have to be Maskiri Alayayin. Taisus brings down, we find different Makairis, different Psukim, where Zechir has to do with Yayin, he brings down Zachreu ki yayin levonain, and maskir di dechem yayin, that the inyan of zechira and yayin go together. Agav, just as a total aside, there is it's a radal, and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar brings down that maybe the inyan of drinking on Purim is also because of zachres, asha also chal molik, there's also an inyan of zechreu al yayin, that there's an inyan of taka, that's why there's an inyan of drinking on Purim, to mekayim zechreu al yayin, also benegeya zechir samog. I'll go upon him, that's just as an aside. So we have a Gemara that says that a Braisa, that there's a mitzvah of Zechir Siyem HaShabbos Lekadshei Alayayin. And the question is, does this din of Zechir Alayayin mean a din deraisa manish, or is just a smachta ba'alma, and really it's only a din midrabon? So we found that we have Rishonim Mikan Olkan, Altar Echad. The strongest raya would seem to be that it's a din midiraisa from the Gemara Nazir. We have a Gemara Nazir that's discussing a pasuk that's needed to learn out le'esa yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus, that a nazir is also even yayin mitzvah. And the Gemara says, what's yayin mitzvah? And the Gemara says, if it's kedusha of avdalta, harei mushba v'ayim lo me'asinai, you're already mushba v'ayim me'asinai. There's no question that you're mechuyev in kiddush avdala, even though you're a nazir. That would be the pashtus reading of the Gemara, and the Gemara goes weiter to bring a different option, what you need a din of yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus, what's that referring to? But I'll quote on the pashtus of the Gemara would seem to say that the din kiddush al yayin is mushba v'ayim me'asinai. And the Mefarish and Nazir, Pashas, not Rashi, but whoever it is, he says, Zochas Yem HaShabbos Lekadosh, Zochrei El Yayin, Ein Liel B'Nisos Yitzos Minayim, Tamaloyim V'Kayim Elon, D'Nizhul V'Atul Samitza Potter, D'Loy Aschus Shvuam V'Atul Mitzah. So the Mefarish understands clearly that we're talking about a mitzvah, the Eraisa, Lekavish HaShabbos, B'Knisos Yayin, that the din of Kiddush Al Yayin is the Eraisa. Taisus and Psochim brings two options to understand this Gemara, but he has one option also. Taisus is Nachas, that perhaps the din of Kiddush Alayayin is deraisa. Taisus says maybe there'd be no chiyuv te'ima to drink from the wine, but I'll call upon him the actual din of being Mekadosh Alakais. Taisus and Psachim has one side that is deraisa. We also saw the Ran and the Rajba, and the Rajba and Chidushim, and the Ran, they both want to bring a raya that, well, they're not really coming to bring a raya, the Kiddush deraisa, but Adarabba, they're coming to discuss the Gemara. That the Gemara says that Kiddush comes before Ner Chanukah, And they both discuss how can Kiddush come before Ner Chanukah, L'chaira, Kiddush is M'dereis, and they say because you can Mekadosh Al HaPath. But again, we see that without the fact that you can be Mekadosh Al HaPath, the Kiddush Al HaYayin would be M'dereis, and you couldn't just say, be Mekadosh B'tfilah. So L'chaira, we have the Mefarish and Nazir, we have one side in Taisis, we have Iran and Erajba, who all understand that the din of Kiddush Al HaYayin is a din M'dereisa. And we have a Taisus Rid who brought from the Sefer HaParadis, which is Miuchas L'Rashi, and the Sefer HaParadis adds an explanation where it would come from that the din Kiddush Al HaYayin is M'dereisa. He says that Al Tzad Echad, he says that he has a Pasuk. He has a Pasuk, the problem is that Pasuk is in Yeshaya. So this Pasuk, he says, is from the fact that it says, the Kerosel Shabbos Oinig, that there's an Indian that the Korea of Shabbos, that when we say psukim and in words of zechir of Shabbos, has to be b'mokim oinig, that the kriya and the oinig have to go together, and that's why you have to be either alapas or alayayin, you have to be mekadosh. So we see that the din of alayayin is lav dafke yayin, but the point is, it's not enough just to say shvach of Shabbos, the shvach of Shabbos has to come together with either the yayin or the pas that you're having the oinig Shabbos, the kviya suda, that's where it's appropriate to have the Kiddush. Now he says that you have to say it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, and L'chayr he means because a Pasuk in Yeshaya can't be Makar for a Din D'Oraisa, but I'll cope on him, he's giving us now an explanation. So we have a number of Rishayim who understands the Din D'Oraisa, and now we also have an understanding of what this Din D'Oraisa is. It's not just a random Din to hold a cup of Yayin, it's a Din that the way to be Mekadosh Shabbos of Zochas Yemesh Shabbos Akachi is not stam bedvorm ba'alma, it has to be together with the Oinig Shabbos, that the Oinig Shabbos is the appropriate zman and place for the din of being Mekadosh the Shabbos. I'm just thinking now that we saw last week there was one side that maybe a lady's Yetzir Kiddush when she lights her Neiris Shabbos. So if Neiris Shabbos is all about Oinig Shabbos, maybe it would also be an appropriate makim for the Havlokas for being Mekayim Kiddush. Efshe, just something that popped into my head right now as I'm speaking. But I'll call upon him, we have this list of Rishayim that understands that there's a Din D'Oraisa to Mekadosh Al HaPath. Now, Atar HaSheni, Taisus in Pesachim is very clear, Taisus is very bothered. Taisus in Nozit doesn't want to entertain the possibility that it's M'dereisa, and Adar Rabbi says you have to say that the Gemara means that B'loshon Tema. How could you be talking about Kiddush v'Havdala? Is that possible of Din M'dereisa? Of course it's not M'dereisa. It's only M'derabon. You're not Mujravayim Masin. The Gemara is asking it as Akasha. And Taisus Pesachim, the first side, understands that it's only M'derabonon. And we know the Rambam said clearly, and other Rishonim said clearly, that Kiddush Aliyayin is only a Din M'derabonon. And it would seem that that's the Ichgil Halacha, because we know the Magen Avram goes like the Rambam and the Taz. And it would seem that Rei V'Achreinim Paskin, even though we definitely have Machlekes Rishonim, it's not Poshet, the Mishnah Berurah therefore said that it's not simple to be Seimech on the Shitas that Yaitza with Tzila, Abra'al Koponim, we definitely have L'Chayr, the Ikel Halacha would be, so Shmuel Kanetsky says that would be the Psak Halacha, would be that you are Yaitza without Kiddush Al Yain or Al Pas M'dereisa. Now, there is an Indian that L'Chayr, an issue that what's If Kiddush is Aliyayim M'dereisa, like it was Mashma from Lad Rishayin, what do you do with the Gemaras that are Mashma that pass is also enough that Rav sometimes is in the Kaddish Shal HaPath? And you have to say that all the Rishayin that say Yayin mean Yayin Lav Daska. They just mean this Inyan, like we mentioned from the Taisus Rid, that you have to, from the Sefer HaParadis of Rashi, that you have to be Mekadosh B'mokim Ma'inig. And the Mela, when they say Yayin, they're just giving Yayin as the normal way of doing it, and that's the way that was the Ikat HaKona, but Avada Pas is also a valid way of being Yetzir this Din Kiddush, and they just mean Afuke from just saying it B'dvarim Ba'alma. Now, the problem with this Halacha, what comes when we get to the Taz, because we know the Magen Avraham we discussed last week said clearly, they'll feed the Shittas HaRambam, you could be Yetzir Kiddush B'tfila, and you are Yetzir Kiddush B'tfila, and every man who already was Mespal, was already Yaitza Kiddush M'dereisa, and Mela we had to discuss, how is it possible then to be Yaitza your wife, she has a Kiyav M'dereisa, you're already Yaitza M'dereisa, that was the Dagum of Avos Kasha, we had the issue, the Chum Sefer said that perhaps it's better not to have it, to have in mind not to be Yaitza Lahedjah, so that way you could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, in the optimal fashion, Alakos, but we discussed last week, based on the premise that it's obvious that if you do not need Yai midiraisa, so then you are yaitza ayidei tefillah. Now, the problem is the shitas ha-taz. The Taz discusses a story that happened to him where he was making Kiddush and he thought he had a cup full of wine and he only discovered the end of Kiddush it was a cup of water, and he discusses Barichas whether or not he was Yetzer Kiddush. Now, right in the beginning, the Taz wants to say that the reason he should not have to make Kiddush again is because Bishlam Mazak the Taz, a person who didn't make Kiddush yet, so they have a Chiv Deraisa, they're Abonur Mesakin, how should you make Kayim? The Chiv Deraisa, you should make Kayim at Ayday, making Kiddush Al Yayim. But once, like the Taz, I was already Yaitza Midiraisa because I said the whole Kiddush. The fact that I didn't have wine, that's only the Rabbanan that didn't have wine. The Rabbanan never made me go and make a new Kiddush to be Yaitza only Midrabbanan. Once I was already Yaitza Midiraisa, the Taz wants to say the Rabbanan were never Masakin to make again Kiddush just to be Yaitza, this new Dindra Rabbanan of Kiddush Aliyahim. Then the Taz brings Rayas that maybe you would have to make a new Kiddush Midrabbanan. But what's bothersome to all the Achreinim, what's bothersome about the Taz, is the Taz says for Dabar Pashit, Kiddush Aliyahin is only Midrabbanan. He also says for Dabar Pashit that once you say words of Kiddush, you're already Yaitza, your Chayv is Kiddush Midiraisa. And at the same time, he's understanding that a regular person on a regular week was not yet Yaitza Kiddush Midiraisa when they sit down to make Kiddush. L'chayr, what happened to Tefillah? By Tefillah, we say the whole Nosach of Aichulu. How is it possible that we're not Yaitza Kiddush when we sit down every week? And the Taz had a Havamina that anybody who's already Yaitza Midiraisa, there's no Inyan to make Kiddush Midirabonon. He even has a Tzad that's a Brachal Vatol. How is that possible? Every single person davens and then you make Kiddush. And you can't say the Taz is only talking about a person who didn't daven yet. The Taz is talking about a regular person, and he's saying that it's only in his case where he happened to have said the whole Kiddush without wine that you're Yaitza Midiraisa. But in a regular week, it's obvious the Taz holds you're not yet Yaitza Kiddush Midiraisa. So the question is, L'chaira, Bishlam, if you understand, like the Rishonim and some Achronim, we saw Aruch HaShulchan held like that, that Kiddush Aliyahim is Midiraisa. So it's very understandable that you weren't Yaitza Kiddush until you come and actually make Kiddush Aliyahim, and Tefillah is nothing. But if you hold, like the Taz clearly says, that it's only an Asmach de Ba'alma Kiddush Aliyahim, and you Yaitza Ba'amir Ba'alma, like the Rambam, so what is the Taz waiting for the Divrei Kiddush? L'chayr, Tefillah should be enough for you to be Yaitza Kiddush. So to answer this kasha, there's a number of different mahalchim in the Achreinim. So one mahalach, which we saw they brought down from the Prima Godim, is maybe you could say that even though the din to be mekadesh ala kois is only a din midrabanan, but we find that in certain circumstances the rabbanan were mesakin how you should mekayim a din deraisa, and they have the ability, it comes from a taitz and sukkah, that they could say that if you do it in the plain deraisa fashion, you're not yaitz at all. That the rabbanan now were oiker the way of being mekayim kiddush just with dibur, and the rabbanan shtel vavek that the only way to mekadesh is ayidei being mekadesh alayayim. So if you say that possibility, so then it would be understandable, perhaps, why the Taz held that a regular Shabbos, you're not Yaitza with Tefillah, but then you get back to the problem, that is his case where he said the Kiddush, but he had water, why was he Yaitza? So maybe you could say that what the Prima Godim means is they're Mesakim, that this Nusach and this Surah of Tefillah that we say, Al HaKais, that's the way to Mekayim, but maybe Lav Dafka with the Kais of Yayim, but that would be L'Chayr Shikol Shver. So again, we still don't have a good shot in the Taz. Why is the Taz holding that Tefillah you're not Yaitza for a Pashtus? And this is Dogma Vav is on the page, asks Kasha. And Al Yidei saying the words of Kiddush without the Kais of Yayin, he holds it the Dover Pashit that you are Yaitza Midiraisa. So, L'chayra, the answer to the Taz. Now, there is one other Mahalach before we get to the Minchasinach and the Shibura. There's another Mahalach which is the same as Shem Ramesha, is that it's Al Derech what we just said from Prima Golden, but a little bit different. He wants to say that the Takona to have Kiddush in Tefillah is not an independent, it's not pshat that they're misakin to have Kiddush in davening. Adarab, it's a chelik of davening in Shabbos. He says that Shabbos davening, we're missing the whole middle of davening because you're not allowed to have bakashas in Shabbos. So they had to put instead something else in the middle. So the chachom and misakin you should discuss in Yoni Shabbos. But the rabbonim were lahedge and misakin, this is not Kiddush, that it's something else, it's Tefillah. And the Mela, since it's part of the Nusach HaTefillah and it's not intended to be Kiddush, that's why Dr. Moshe, that according to the Taz, since the Kavana of what you're doing over here, a little bit like we mentioned last week, the Kasha, the Ochaira, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, so the Moshe is saying that it's even stronger than the lack of Kavana of Kiddush. The whole Takana of the Chachamim was made, say this Nusach in Tefillah, but you Dafka should not be Yaitza with this Nusach, the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's another possibility. Maybe you could say pshat in the Taz. That's how Moshe wants to say pshat in the Taz. But l'chayra, what's more pashut to say pshat in the Taz, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch says, is based on a different din. The Gemara in Pesachim says, we learn out from a pasuk that Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, V'tzorech shiyaski yitzias mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim, k'siv hochel l'mantiskas yoyim tzeskum yatzayim kolim echayachav, k'siv hochel zochel shem shabbos akadshek, it's a gzeir shova of the zocher by Shabbos, the zocher yitzias mitzrayim, kiddush has to have zechiyas yitzias mitzrayim, the Rosh paskins this halachas mideraisa, the Rosh says that can't find now, but the Rosh says clearly that the din of Kiddush Aliyayin, the din of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush is a din deraisa. So L'chaira, Zogtim in Cheschinach, that I don't understand what the Morgan Avraham is talking about, the Taz is Pashit. Mideraisa, the only way to be Yitz a Kiddush, it's not enough to talk about the Shvach HaYayim and the Kedushas HaYayim, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And look in Shemin Esrei, we don't mention at all Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shemin Esrei. So L'chaira, Zogtim Morgan Avraham, the Min Cheschinach, Adrabah, the Taz is the Pashtus, Avada Kiddush Mideraisa does not need a kais. But by Shemin Esrei, you don't talk about Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. So of course you're not Yitz a Kiddush. And Adrabah, he's Matmiya, what's Pshat in the Morgan Avraham, and all the Achrayim who accept the Morgan Avraham, the Pashtus, the Yitz, we have a Parashah Gemara, no Tchaylik on it, that says that you have to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush requires Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tfilah, there's no Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by Tfilah. So in Meili, it doesn't know Pshat, and then we're going to have Rom, and Poshet Pshat in the Taz. Oh, so we'll get this. So that is one of the options, Achrayim. So there's a number of different possibilities to answer this Kasha, Achrayim. So one possibility is to say, is that even though the Rosh passes the Raisha, the Rif brings down this Halacha, but there are those who want to say that it's not Halacha. We don't pass in the Kabacha by Yaakov, and could be it's because we don't pass in like a Belezer ben Azariah that says, Sorok Shiyaski Yitzias Mitzrayim Balele, so Shaila, maybe if we don't pass him like that. And Bechal, there's no din of saying Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush Mideraisa. Others want to say that it's only a din derabbanon. And others even want to bring a raya that the fact, a raya that there's no din of Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim Mideraisa in Kiddush, is then if derabbanon were trying to put something of a me'ain of Kiddush into Tefillah, why didn't they put Zechias Mitzrayim into Tefillah? And there were even some Neschayif, Taka that have, that we say Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tfilah, but our nusach doesn't have it, so l'chayra, our nusach is a raya that it's not a din deraisa, because otherwise the chacham should have put it into Kiddush. So into Shemin Esrei, they should have put in the inyan of Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh. Now, like you were saying, there is one option to say that maybe Tfilah is Kiddush. And Kiddush does require Yitzias Mitzrayim, even Mideraisa. It's not just an Asmachta, and it's not something we don't paskin like. We have Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. So the answer to that would be, like you're saying, that in the Birchas Kriya Shema, we say Gal Yisrael, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so maybe you could combine the Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim that you have by Kiddush, with the Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim you have in Birchas Kriya Shema together with the inyanim of Kiddush that you have in Shemin Esrei, and combined your Yetzer Chayvus Kiddush together with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we know that you have to have Samach Geula Tefillah, that the Geula has to go right into the Tefillah, even though the Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced that just being nearby is enough, but could be this is more than just saying Yitzias Mitzrayim right before Kiddush, since there's a din that the Tefillah has to come together with right after Samach Geula Tefillah, right after mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it could be it's all considered one long Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and within that Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we have the Inyanim of Kiddush. And Taka the Maram Shik and other Achrayim want to say this Teretz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah is not convinced, because he has a problem that L'chayra, the Hefzik, he says that, I understand that the Geula L'Tzila, you have right after the Geula, you have Shemin Esrei. But in Shemin Esrei itself, we don't go right into the Kedusha of Shabbos. First, we have the first three brachas. We have Birchas Magen Avos, and we have the bracha of Mechayim Meisim and Atah Kodesh, and only after that we start talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos. So the Chayyim is like the Mishnah Berurah. These three brachas are a tremendous hefsek between the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Kedusha Sayyim. Now, there are